For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It will be Searcy's basketball to start this final quarter as they trail Mountain Home 41-21. Both teams come out on the floor as we get ready to start these last 8 minutes. Ashari Brown will inbound the ball on the far sideline as she gets into Chelsea Johnson. We're back underway. Johnson across the timeline. Dribbles to the left elbow. Throws it on the wing to Brown. Brown will dribble up near the top. Goes over to the right side now. Now drills to the corner, has the ball knocked away from her. Ball is still loose. Now a jump ball is going to be called. It will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. That is Searcy's 12th turnover of the night. We are 20 seconds into this final period. Aston Yates coming back in for Mountain Home as she will replace Kate Gilbert. 41-21, Lady Bombers leading it. Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles to the right side. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws up top to Yates. Yates going to dribble down into lane, going in for the layup. And shot may have been partially blocked. It hit the bottom of the backboard. No good. And Searcy gets the rebound. 7:15 left to play in this game. 41-21, the Lady Bombers on top. Johnson with it just inside the half-court stripe. Dribbles to the left elbow. Now she's going in for the layup. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. I don't know who they're going to say that was off of. I guess they're going to say it was off of Mountain Home. Kate Gilbert's going to check back in as Aston Yates will take a seat. 7:04 left to play in this game, and it will be Searcy's basketball. Bryant will inbound the ball on the baseline. She throws up top to Johnson. Johnson's going to dribble down to lane once again. Has the ball knocked away from her. Ball is knocked around. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the turnover. 13th turnover against Searcy tonight. 6:58 left in the game. Lady Bombers get the ball back, leading 41-21. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Finds Jackson on the right side. Jackson will give it up top to Foreman. Over on the left side to Payne. Down the corner to Gilbert. Gilbert will drill out to the wing now. Now she's going down towards the lane, going in for the layup. Shot was blocked, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Searcy, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 6:37 left in the game. Kay Gilbert will inbound it on the baseline. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws it to Martin on the left wing. Martin's going to immediately put up the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with her first 3 points of the night. And now, I don't know what they called. They stopped the play for something. I guess it was some sort of warning. But, oh, okay, so it was a delay of game is what they called. I guess someone touched the ball after the basket was made. So that was a warning against Mount Home. If that happens again, it'll be a technical foul. Less than 6.5 minutes left as Mount Home leads 44-21. Johnson dribbles on the right side for the Lady Lions. Finds Weber in the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Meredith Weber now with 8 points. 44-23, Lady Bombers leading it. 6:05 left to play in the game. Ball goes over on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert will pick up a dribble, now throws it to Jackson, has the ball knocked away, but gets it back. Now finds Foreman in the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass, no good, and Weber gets the rebound, back comes Searcy. 5:50 left in the game. Here's Johnson quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Shot was blocked by Martin, but she's going to be called for the foul as well. Emma Martin picks up her fourth personal foul. That is the 10th team foul against Mountain Home. So Searcy's down the double bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Chelsea Johnson so far 3 of 3 from the free throw line with 5 points. She gets the first one here. Haven Klinger's going to check back into the game for the Lady Bombers as Emma Martin will take a seat. So one more free throw for Johnson. Johnson's second shot is up, and she gets both. 7 points on the night for Chelsea Johnson. 5 of those coming from the charity stripe.
Don't get the ball.
Payne will walk the ball to the front court. It's a full court man for Searcy right now. Payne dribbling on the right wing now. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Foreman. Now Gilbert has up at the top to set up the offense. Gilbert's going to dribble down now into lane. She just blows by her defender for the layup, but she can't get to go. Foreman for the offensive rebound. She puts it back up and in. 18 points for Anna Grace Foreman. 46-25, Lady Bombers leading it. 5:13 left in the game. Johnson across the timeline for the Lady Lions. Dribbles on the right wing. Throws it up top to Brown. Brown will dribble down into lane. Now she's going to be fouled before the shot attempt, but it's going to be two shots regardless because Mount Searcy already hit a double bonus. Leah Jackson picks up her fourth personal foul. So Asharia Brown at the free throw line, where so far she is 3 of 4 with 3 points. 4:59 left to play in this game. As Brown's first free throw is up and no good. Aston Yates and Abby Martin going to check in for the first for Mount's home. Abby Martin coming in for the first time tonight as Anna Grace Foreman and Leah Jackson will take a seat. Abby Martin, a 5'7 senior. So Brown's second free throw is up. And this one will go in. She gets one of two on this trip. She now has 4 points. 46-26, Lady Bombers leading it with less than 5 minutes left. Here is Payne with the ball on the right wing. Loses the handle of it, but gets it back. Now she's being double-teamed. Kicks it to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble to the left side. Now goes to the top. Now going into the lane as she blows by her defender. And a foul is going to be called well before the layup attempt. So Mount Humble inbounded with 4:37 left to play in this game. Kaylin Holyfield picks up her third personal foul. That is the fifth team foul against Searcy here in the second half. Abby Martin will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she'll throw it to Payne. Well, try to throw it to Payne, but it was knocked away by Brown. She saves it into Weber, and now so Searcy forces Mount Holman their 11th turnover, and now the Lady Lions are going to call a full timeout. We'll break with 4:34 left to play in the game. It is Mount Holman leading Searcy 46-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Searcy inbounding the ball after they take the timeout with less than 4.5 minutes left. They trail Mount Home 46-26. Here's Johnson drilling to the right corner. Now throws it near the top to Brown. Brown will throw it to Weber in the lane. Weber has the ball knocked away from her. It's stolen by Kate Gilbert. That is Searcy's 14th turnover of the night. Gilbert back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Into the front court. Dribbling up to the top. Now goes toward the left side. Now goes back between the circles. Drills toward the right. Now Mount Home's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 4:01 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading a Searcy 46-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, coming out of the timeout, Emily Page tried a shot in the right corner. It looked good. It just fell out, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Holman. It will be Searcy's basketball with 3:53 left in the game. It is Lady Bombers leading Searcy 46-26. Johnson into the front court for Searcy. She'll dribble to the right side. Finds Weber on the low block. She's going to pull up for the turnaround jumper. No good. Aston Gates gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Gates will throw it to Gilbert, who will walk it into the front court. Gilbert dribbling down into the lane. Blows by her defender. Goes in for the layup. No good. Ball knocked around. Ball still loose. And now Abby Martin comes up with it. Throws up top to Payne. She puts up the three-pointer. Good! Emily Payne with her first 3 points of the night. 49-26. Mountain Home leading Searcy. 3:15 left. Here's Johnson with it up top. Throws it on the left side to Bryant. Now Bryant will dribble towards the elbow. Pull up for the jumper. Shot was blocked by Payne. And Klinger comes up with the basketball. She'll throw it out to Payne, who's bringing it into the front court for Mountain Home. 3 minutes left. Payne will dribble to the corner. Now she's going into the lane. She blows by her defender for the layup. Good. Good job by Emily Payne to get past her defender and get into the lane for that layup. Emily Payne with 5 points. 51-26, that is. 2:45 left. Here's Johnson with it up top. Has the ball knocked away from her. Now another loose ball, and it's going to be a jump ball. And it'll be Mountain's basketball Searcy's basketball on the possession arrow. Good defense there by the Lady Bombers. Annie Norcross checking in for Mountain for the first time tonight as Aston Gates will take a seat with 2:39 left to play in this game. Norcross, a 5'10 sophomore. 2:39 left as Bryant will inbound the ball on the baseline. She'll throw it into Johnson in the left corner. Johnson drills out to the wing. Now goes up to the top. Has the ball knocked away from her again. But she's able to throw it out to Bryant. Bryant's going to drill down to the lane. Shot was partially blocked. Hit the iron. No good. Mountain Home gets the rebound. And a foul's going to be called on the Lady Lions. That is Chelsea Johnson's second personal foul. 16th foul against Searcy here in the second half. Leah Jackson's going to come back in for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. 2:27 left to play in the game. Lady Bombers up by 25. And Abby Martin will inbound it to Emily Payne. A full court man-to-man for the Lady Lions. Payne across the timeline, dribbles on the right wing. Now fakes out her defender, dribbles to the corner, now goes back out to the wing. Now picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Tries to give it to Abby Martin. Ball is knocked away, stolen by Searcy as Mount Holmes 12th turnover of the night. Mountain Home forces Searcy to a turnover of their own. The ball is knocked away, goes out of bounds. And it was Searcy touching it last. That's their 15th turnover of the night. 2 minutes left to play in the game. Lady Bombers up 51-26. Payne takes an inbound pass. They'll get it into the front court. Dribbles to the left side, going down into the lane. Now tries to throw it to Abby Martin. Goes between her legs. And Chelsea Johnson comes up with a steal. She'll throw it out to Brown, who's going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Tries to get her own rebound, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Brown, and it will be Searcy's basketball with 1:44 left. Lady Lions are going to clear the floor right now. They're going to bring in Ileana Odin, Blair Henry, Nalia Hadley, Harley Lashley, and also Alyssa Day is coming in for the first time tonight. She is a 5'10 sophomore, 1:44 left. Abby Martin will inbound it to Haven Klinger. Klinger gets it across the timeline. Trying to avoid a double team. Now has the ball knocked away from her from behind. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Searcy. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 1:38 left to play in the game. Alyssa Sisk is going to come in for the first time tonight for the Lady Bombers. As Emily Payne will take a seat. Sisk, a 5'8 sophomore. 51-26. Abby Martin will inbound it. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws it to Norcross on the low block. And she's called for the travel. I thought she might have been pushed off a little bit, but they're not going to call it that way. So that is Mount Holmes' 13th turnover of the night. 1:36 left to play in the game. Lady Bombers leading by 25. Here's Hadley into the front court. Throws her on the left side to Day. Day will dribble up to the top. throws it to Lashley. Now Hadley has it on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is being knocked around. Ball still loose. And it's going to be Searcy coming up with the board. Here's Lashley with it on the left side. Throws it up top to Hadley. 109 left in this game. Ball goes over on the right side to Henry. Henry will throw it to Lashley. Lashley drills the right elbow. Back to Henry on the wing. Up top to Oden. Over to Hadley on the right side. Hadley will drill down into lane. Going up for the layup. And she'll be fouled on her way up. And so she'll head to the free throw line with 55.8 seconds left. Alyssa Sisk picks up her first personal foul. Searcy already in the double bonus. Nalia Hadley at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up and good. Abigail Hodges coming in for the Mountain Home for the first time tonight as she'll replace Leah Jackson. Hodges, a 5'5 sophomore. One more free throw coming up for Hadley. Her second shot is up and good. She gets both. She now has 4 points. Inbound pass goes to Klinger. She gets it into the front court as she blows by a bunch of defenders on the press. She gets the layup off the glass and in. Very good job by Haven Klinger to just blow by a bunch of defenders and break that press. 53-28. Back comes Mount Searcy. That has the ball knocked away, but Hadley's able to get it. Well, that's just fortunate as she gets the jumper in the lane. Nalia Hadley with 6 points, and Lashley steals the inbound pass. Now she has the ball stolen from her as the two teams exchange turnovers. Here is Klinger with it. And now ball goes out of bounds. I believe they're going to say it was last touched by Mount Tom. Now Searcy will inbound it. With 26.9 seconds left. 53-30, Lady Bombers. Leah Hadley takes the inbound pass. Immediately puts up the three-pointer on left wing. No good. Abby Martin has it. Now she's going to be tied up. And it will be Mount Tom's basketball on the possession arrow. 21.9 seconds left to play as Mount Tom will inbound it. And now Lady Bombers going to take a timeout. We'll break with 21.9 seconds left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Searcy 53-30. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, Mount Home inbounds it. Sisk takes the inbound pass. She's tied up in the backcourt, and it will be Searcy getting the ball on the possession arrow. Lashley inbounds it to Hadley. Hadley going into the lane for another layup. No good. She'll draw contact and now head to the free throw line with 15.4 seconds left. Haven Klinger picks up her second personal foul. Nalia Hadley at the free throw line where she is 2 of 2 with 6 points. First shot is up. No good. One more free throw coming up for Hadley. Hadley's second shot is up. She misses both. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Hodges for a moment. Looked like for a moment, but Hadley's able to get it. Now, with 10 seconds left, Hadley will drill up to the top. Throws over on the right side to Henry. Henry's going to drill down to the low block. Now, her throws it to Lashley in the left corner. Her jumper will not go. And Sisk gets the rebound, and that's the way this ball game's going in. Mountain Home's going to get the 23-point victory. So, Mountain Home defeats Searcy tonight in this girls' matchup, 53-30. We will look over our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.